She comes armed. You can tell she's a youth worker. Oh, there's more. Great. Lots of props. Fantastic. Joe, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy, happy, happy Easter, everyone. I'm so excited it's Easter. I'm really trying to celebrate it so much, just as much as I celebrate Christmas. I was just thinking about that song today that says, that Oh Happy Day song. It's like, greatest day in history. Death is beaten. You've rescued me. Sing it out. Jesus is alive. And that's just playing in my head. And so I'm really trying to celebrate it so much. So I woke up this morning and thought, what shall I have for breakfast? I'll have an Easter egg. A hot cross bun, a bit of Easter egg. I've got a Cadbury's Oreo one and a glass of milk. I wish it could be Easter every day. So, yeah, I'm wondering who else had some chocolate this morning. Hands up if you had chocolate for breakfast. Ooh, not only me, I'm joined by some other sweet chiefs. Great. Speaking of chocolate, I've actually brought some with me. I've got lots of little eggs to give out to all primary school age children. So if you're primary school age, do you want to come up and get an Easter egg and also a little booklet? And also, we're going to have a little story time. So if you want to stay... Oh, yes, please. Thank you, Abby. Take a seat on this lovely green carpet so you can get involved. Yeah, just one Easter egg and one booklet to each primary school child. Yeah, keep coming. There's lots of room. Okay, while Abby's doing that, I'm just going to take one as well and unfold it. No, not an egg, a booklet. Any chance for chocolate. So I've made them into PowerPoint slides as well so everyone can see. It's basically the Easter story with some nice illustrations. And we're going to go through the Easter story together. I'm going to read a few. And if any of you want to get up and speak into the microphone and read one of the pages out, then you can too. It starts like this. A true story. 2,000 years ago, a man called Jesus brought a message of hope and love to the world. Many wanted to listen to his teaching, but some wanted to kill him. Then the next one. On the Thursday, just before they ate, Jesus began to wash the feet of his friends. He did this to teach his friends that they should serve and help others. Now we're on the third one. So if you look at the third one. Jesus then had a last supper with his friends. Jesus gave thanks. He shared a cup of wine and a piece of bread, telling his friends to do this in remembrance of me. Does anyone want to get up and read the fourth one? Brilliant. Do you want to come and stand here? You get to. I'll hold the microphone.
Later that night, a man called Judas brought the soldiers and led them to Jesus. Jesus was praying, but he was arrested and led away.
Amazing, thank you. Does anyone want to read the fifth one? Hope, yeah.
On the Friday, a man called Pilate put Jesus on trial. Pilate handed Jesus over to be killed. They put a purple robe on Jesus and a crown of sharp thorns and led him away.
Thank you. Does anyone want to read the sixth one? Anyone? Yay. Super.
The soldiers put Jesus on a cross. When Jesus died, there was an earthquake and the darkness fell. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was sad.
She was indeed. The seventh one. Anyone want to read the seventh one? I'll read it. The body of Jesus was taken off the cross. They wrapped it in a white sheet and placed it in a tomb. They rolled a large stone over the entrance to keep the body of Jesus safe. And then the last page. This is the good news. On the Sunday, the friends of Jesus came back to the tomb. The stone had been rolled away. Jesus has risen from the dead to meet his friends again. This was about 2,000 years ago, but the friends of Jesus still follow him today and know his love for their lives, which is good news. This Easter story is called the Gospel. Gospel means good news, and it's such good news. It's really good news that we can tell the world. So I'm going to say good, and I want everyone to shout news, and it'll be like, good news. Ready? And all of you guys, I'm going to give the microphone to you, so see how loud you can shout. Ready? The gospel is good
news.
Good
news.
Good
news.
It is good news indeed. It's my favourite news, my favourite story, my favourite everything. So I've got a little demonstration here of this good news. of what Jesus does on the cross. And it's like, I've got a glass of water here. Aisha, could you come up and help me? Just if you stand here. So this is representing a life, a nice, perfect, clean life. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a lovely, fresh glass of water that I poured this morning. Do you want to taste it and just tell everyone if it's water? Nice water. Delicious water. Yeah, so this is, a life with nothing bad in it. But unfortunately, we're not perfect, and sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we can lie, we can steal, we can cheat. We can do things that really hurt God's heart and that he doesn't like. And so something sad happens, and it's like this. Ooh, lovely. Do you fancy drinking this, Aisha? Why not?
Because you spat in it.
I know, I don't even fancy drinking it either. So sometimes that can happen, and all these things come into our life and then get really mixed up. We can really feel sad and guilty. But what Jesus does on the cross is he says, I'm perfect, and I'm going to swap my perfect life with your imperfect one so you can be completely perfect in the eyes of God. And so he takes our mess away and he gives us this one, which is delicious. Do you want to have a drink of this one? Yummy. And that's what Jesus does. Thank you, Aisha. It's delicious, isn't it? So there's one more slide if you want to go into it. This is one of my favorite quotes, if you like. I asked Jesus, how much do you love me? Jesus replies, this much, and stretches out his arms on the cross and died. You know, as much as we could, you know, possibly show anyone our love by saying this much, Jesus really proves it because he dies on the cross and swaps our imperfect life for his perfect one. And I love that. I love that quote. Last thing I have is some refreshers to give away, because I was thinking about the gospel, this good news, and it just really refreshes me, refreshes my soul. If you've never heard this good news that Jesus loves you and died for you, then when you first get it, you're like, wow, this is incredible, incredible news. And some Christians have heard it before many times, but you know, today, as we think about it, really think about it, celebrate it, it's still good news. It's still refreshing to me every time I hear someone tell me the gospel. So I've got some refreshers to give out. You can all take two, and one is for you, because this good news is for you. And you can take another one to give to someone else and say to them, Jesus loves you. Isn't this refreshing news? So help yourself.